This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see, 7 after the hour last Friday. This time I said the last Friday of February, so it would make a whole lot of sense, ladies, right, if I introduced all of you in this hour as being here on the first Friday of the month of March. March Madness is here. We're marching into the weekend, marching into time-saving or whatever it is that this foolishness creates time. this annual sojourn into fall back and spring ahead, and daylight savings time is becoming pretty ludicrous because it doesn't.
When
really
can we get rid of it? Because this one's the worst. The forward.
Elect.
Oh.
Yeah, but you don't have to work on the weekend, so you just sleep an extra day.
But statistically, this week following the one where you lose the hour in the spring, more people have heart attacks, more people show up in the ER. Yeah, it's really bad, and it can take like six days to get over it. I know it seems like it's only an hour, but people, it really does mess with you.
Well, nobody is going to be able to get into the ERs because everybody who has a cold is going in to be checked up for coronavirus, so you better stay home.
I can't believe how people are panicking. It is so bizarre.
It's crazy. It's nuts. And it's all the news media. It's all the news media's fault.
But I know you love blaming the news media, but we need to know if there are 233 cases on that boat off the coast of California, well, how else are we going to know? The captain isn't going to call us and say, hey, everybody, we've got 233 cases.
Why do we need to know that? How does it make our life better?
Because people have to prepare. It's preparation.
Who has to prepare?
My friends who are school teachers, they have school policies that are now in place for quarantine.
Yeah, well, how's the being on the boat, how does that affect the people in the school?
Because when those people get off the boat, they're not going to live on the boat for the rest of their lives. When they get off the boat, they're going to have to be tracked.
Okay. So why are we tracking them? I'm quite serious about this because there is so much hysteria about this. Ken Kronhaus yesterday, when we were doing the Good Day Health segment, said patently, and he's one who doesn't necessarily always take the short road, said we're out of our minds here. Knowing what's going on in China is one thing, because it affects us in many different ways. And the fact that you ought not to go to Italy, maybe that's something that we ought to take into consideration. But this is not even, now, Trump has said it 100 times. That doesn't give it any credibility necessarily with some people. But yesterday we took a look at the numbers for the flu. Almost 13,000 Americans have died since the 1st of January.
I agree. That's
flu.
A much bigger
Where's the
deal,
headline?
But we don't know where this is going to lead to. That's all I'm saying.
Closing schools and all of that stuff.
Making people run out of toilet paper? I just don't understand that.
I think there is one good thing that came out of it. I noticed that yesterday I got an email from American Airlines telling us how and I had sent a very stark note. You know, they send around things, the customers that use them a lot, they send around reviews and surveys and stuff. And at the end, after you fill in the blanks, they say, well, what other comments do you have? So I excoriated them with the dirt that was on the plane. You know, we were talking yesterday about how pee is on the seat and stuff is all the germs everywhere. So they went into this whole thing about how every night they go through every plane now and they're washing down and scrubbing down everything, the trays and the seats and everything that you touch.
I still don't believe that.
Well, I'm not trying to either, but it's good PR. At least it's brought them. I think it makes them more conscious, at least of what there ought to be. The policy ought to be that every day. So, anyway, having said that, the Senate has approved an $8 billion fund to work on various problems that will be presented by coronavirus, and that's good bipartisanness. I mean, how could you vote against this, except Rand Paul did?
what was his reason for it?
Money.
What do you mean, Jen? About money? We don't have the money, or why are we spending the money?
He doesn't think it's the appropriate amount of money to spend for it.
And is he the only doctor still left in the Senate? Maybe he is, right?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you. Anyway, so there's that. And then there are people who are wondering if they say to their bosses, I'll work from home, and the boss says, well, is there some, do they have a leg to stand on? Because legally, can the boss force you to go to work? Or if you decide you're going to stay home, does he have to pay you if he doesn't think that you're really going to do the work from home? Yeah, a lot of people are worried.
It depends on what's in your employment agreement that you sign.
Yeah. Well, what happens if you don't sign one?
Well, I don't know what what other job doesn't have an employment agreement. Every job I've ever had, it's been a contract or an employment agreement. Really? At my husband's company, in his employment agreement for the last two companies, it specified that, you know, the location of the office was going to be where they'd have to report to, and
right.
Like it specifies. So if you just say, "Hey, I'm going to be working from home now," you can't do that, and they can fire you for it.
Really? And the thing is that I don't know. I was talking to Jeff yesterday, and for those who don't know, that's my fiance, and he is he works for a very prominent hospital in California, and he said that people are coming to him saying that they don't feel good that they have the coronavirus and have to go home.
Yeah, see, that's it.
And he's like, this is so ridiculous because, when you think about the number of cases that are in California, there's a story out about four more people. And that's the headline. That's the problem with the news media is that they say four more people diagnosed with the coronavirus in California. What they don't tell you are those four people returned from a trip in northern Italy where they went skiing in a hot spot where there was coronavirus. And all four of them came back. And one of them, I think, is being watch. The other three have coronavirus, and they're being kept at Tarzana Hospital. They're being quarantined there.
What are their ages? Do you know?
Young. They went skiing in Italy, and they came back with it. And that's what people are like not getting. Is like most people can get this, and a lot of people who get it are going to get over it, like the flu. Some people over it even more quickly than the flu. It's just the people who have compromised respiratory systems that are getting this, that are getting knocked out, like in Washington, in Kirkland, Washington. Where the assisted living facility or whatever it is is having trouble, and they're dropping like flies over there. But those people are already sick with something.
Dropping like flies, but...
Oh, that one nursing home? Not a place I'd want to be. There's 11 people in there? How many people total is the population?
Yeah, that's not a great place to be.
No, I don't... there a big cruise ship? I could pass on both of those things. But otherwise, take a deep breath. Oy, mm-hmm.
So... apparently, there's going to be a...
I've been the wacky jokester, though, because I haven't been feeling good the last couple of days, and I think it's just I'm worn down.
Start thinking about it, and then your thoughts are things.
It is psychosomatic.
My God, yes,
and so I had an event last night, and I'm like, I'm going to hug you anyway, but I may have the coronavirus. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, right. Anyway, apparently, the new federal program allows doctors to order this test... the expanded testing across the country, the test for anybody showing any symptoms of the coronavirus. About 1.5 million tests have been sent out to healthcare laboratories. Patients before this could only be tested if they had recently traveled to a country that had been hit by the virus or if they had been in contact with somebody who then was diagnosed with the virus. The cases, there are going to be more cases probably. Expanded testing, and then there's an increase in screenings in the airport. Here in Boston, I noticed that they have anybody that comes in from any country now is being screened. Everybody who comes through the airport, who comes through customs, has their temperature taken. Apparently, there's a new device. You can point it at somebody, and it tells you what their temperature is.
Although a worker at LAX, which is one of the big hubs into this country, did get diagnosed with it because... they're on the front lines. And so now when we can say, what are these people doing? Well, it's pretty dangerous when you're trying to look at people and take their temperature and see if they're sick or not. I guess job risk.
Yeah. I guess it's good that they're screening everyone because Maryland just went into a state of emergency yesterday because there are three cases in the county where I live, which is very nice. I don't think that I'm hoping it won't impact my shopping trips. I think that's the biggest impact it would have on me is that everybody's, you know, going crazy and buying lots of stuff from the grocery stores.
Get ready.
But the
you can't buy toilet paper at Costco in California. I mean, it's a story.
Yeah. But right. The three people that were diagnosed are all older people, 70s and 50s, who had taken a trip in February, February 20th. They're, you know, older than I am, whatever. But they didn't go to China, and at the point when they came back, they were only testing people who went to China. I don't know if they went to Italy or somewhere else, but I guess now that it's popping up in other countries, they decided to test them and found, oh yeah, you've been, you know, hanging around in the U.S. for the last 2.5 weeks with coronavirus. So I don't know. I'm curious to see if it more cases pop up in Maryland.
To the news media for 10 seconds, because... I know they're an easy target now, but I guess what really irritates me is that I've had to read other sources to find out about how people who have the coronavirus are actually dealing with it. And I don't know if you've even heard this or not yet, Dougie, but there are two radio station owners of a very small station in Santa Clarita, California, who are on the Diamond Princess. Yeah, they were on a cruise and they came back with it. And one of them said it's like it was less than even having a cold. And I'm not trying to downplay it, but if that's his story, shouldn't that be reported on just as broadly as the people, as the death and destruction and no hand sanitizer and no toilet paper? I feel like that should be part of the information, too, that if you do get it, hey, it's going to be okay. Do what the doctor tells you. Rest. Follow instructions. And you're going to get through this rather than just, everybody's going to get it and that's it. And I guess that's my issue with the news media. They're not telling the story of the bulk of the people who have this and are getting over it.
Well, because that doesn't sell.
Well, they're in quarantine, so maybe people don't know what it's like actually to experience it.
Only way that I've been able to hear that guy's story is through a local... You'll laugh when I say this, Dougie.
KFI.
LA Radio People, which is a site that's run by a guy named Don Barrett who talks about people in LA Radio. And that's the only way I've been able to hear this guy's story, because it's not even featured in local media.
I heard him interviewed on KFI last week.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the biggest story that I've been hearing, Dr. Oz, I don't know if any of you guys saw this, but Dr. Oz did a whole show on the coronavirus, and he was on the Today Show, and he was with Carson Daly, and he was showing people the proper way to wash your hands, because, you know, remember, he is a surgeon. So he was showing people how to actually scrub your hands. And one thing I never knew, he said the most important part of your hands to wash and scrub are your fingertips.
Yeah.
Apparently that's where, like, all of the germs actually really live. Less on your palms, less on the top of your hands. It's really all about your fingertips. And he also said, and many other, even the CDC is now saying this, hand sanitizer is not actually the number one way to get rid of coronavirus. Old soap and water and scrubbing. Yep. It's the actual scrubbing effect that does it. And so sanitizer's fine, but it doesn't. It's not what the CDC and what all the infectious disease doctors, they're not recommending that as your number one defense. It's okay if you use it throughout the day, but you still need to wash your hands.
So everybody coming into our country from airports in South Korea and Italy are now being subject to these screenings. I noticed the president said... he didn't think that it was 3.4%. It was on with Hannity last night, I think, wasn't he?
No, he had a town hall yesterday.
Oh, he did? Okay.
He was on with Hannity 2 nights ago.
Okay. He disputed the numbers, the coronavirus death rate, 3.4%. I think he's on shaky ground there, because I think in China, whether it was they were talking about here or where he was talking about, but it's over 3% now of the people who get it in China dying from it. So perhaps what would be a good theme, Kara, for our program for the rest of the hour would be Stevie Wonder's Fingertips Part 2. If you want to find that, we can sing along with Stevie. Have you ever, anybody here beside me ever heard that song?
I don't know that song, I don't think.
Perfect.
I definitely don't know the title.
All right.
I love
either
Stevie.
I'll play it here, Kara, or you can play it there when we get to it, all right? My Pillow got a big sale, buy one, get one free, the old BOGO routine. Well, it isn't old because it's the first annual buy one, get one free sale that's available for everything that MyPillow has available at half price. That's basically you get two for the price of one and use the DJV code for that. That's the key at MyPillow.com for everything. Their pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, the towels, the dog beds, anything. Everything and everything. This is going to be in effect for about a month, I think. So get it now while it lasts. Buy one, get one free. Everything. MyPillow.com. DJV is the code.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get right into the music news of this hour on the DJB program. Taylor Swift has decided to give $1 million to help tornado relief from the Nashville situation earlier in the week. She was, how long has she lived in Nashville? Since she started,
I moved there when she was like 14.
And I think she lived outside of Nashville before that. So.
She said, Nashville's my home. And the fact that so many people have lost their homes and so much more is a problem in Middle Tennessee. It's devastating to me. So she linked to the response fund, encouraged fans to donate as much as they could as well. She has done great things. I think she's pretty smart about stuff like this. Her charitable efforts toward the city of Nashville go back 10 years or so. She founded the Taylor Swift Charitable Fund in response to the Nashville flood, which took place in 2010, if you remember. She's made donations to both the Country Music Hall of Fame, the Nashville Symphony. She gave $113,000 to the Tennessee Equality Project. And then there are other country acts like Dan and Shay, Chris Young, have pledged $100,000, $50,000 respectively there toward the relief fund as well. Casey Musgraves, who partnered with Instagram account Stage to Closet to sell pieces from her personal and onstage wardrobe this week, announced that the proceeds of that fashion sale, which were supposed to benefit Tennessee Forest Preservation, are now going to go to help tornado relief. Mitchell Tenpenny announced a benefit concert at Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row Bar. That's scheduled for next Monday, featuring Devin Dawson, Hardy, Jesse James Decker, and the band Camino. So that's what's going on for those of you wondering how the Nashville tornado relief thing is being attended to by folks that are famous that live there. There's another tribute concert. Willie Nelson having a tribute concert. Dolly Parton is going to be on A&E. This is just, it was 87th birthday, it's next month, I think we were saying that earlier, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The A&E folks going to air Willie Nelson, American Outlaw, a concert special honoring Nelson with more than 20 never-before-televised performances. This was put together in Nashville in January of last year. This special includes George Strait, Jimmy Buffett, Chris Stapleton, Dave Matthews, Eric Church, Emmylou Harris, Jack Johnson, Sheryl Crow, Vince Gill.
One hell of a group.
It is, right? Nora Jones. The show will feature interviews and behind-the-scenes footage starts on the premieres on A&E, what's the 12th of April, 12th night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I'd like to see that myself, frankly. Just prior to the Willie special, A&E will also premiere the first of a couple of new country music-related biography installments with a spotlight on the life of Dolly. The two-hour documentary spans her 74-year journey from a tough neighborhood, tough childhood in East Tennessee, to her recent 50th anniversary celebration as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And people involved in that special include aforementioned Chris Stapleton, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, all pals. Biography Dolly, that starts, again, 2 hours before the Willie Nelson one, 8 o'clock on the same night, April 12th, on A&E. Following that, one of Parton's most celebrated duet partners will be in the spotlight for biography. That would be Kenny Rogers. That documentary chronicles his musical beginnings as frontman of First Edition, which was around in the 60s. Traces his rise to crossover success as the singer of a lot of great songs like The Gambler, Lucille, Islands in the Stream, which is with Dolly. That's a fabulous song. Biography Kenny Rogers also has Reba in it, Lionel Richie, Jamie Johnson, members of Little Big Town, Lady Antebellum. That's on the 13th of April, starting at 9 o'clock. All right, so that's that story. And then there's Kenny Chesney announcing a release date for his 19th studio album. It's on the way, folks. You're a fan. He announced he has finished recording his 19th studio album. It's called Here and Now. It's preceded by the title track, Out and About, as well as the lead single, Tip of My Tongue, which was co-written by Ed Sheeran. It's going to have a high fun factor, he said. People need music that makes them smile, that kicks them into happy places. There's also our songs there that look at very specific people, tell one person's story, but it could be any of us. That's the mark of a good song. Let one person's specific life say so much about a lot of people's lives. Here and Now will be released on May 1st, 28 after the hour.
Oh, I can taste it on the tip of my tongue. Let it run. Let it roll.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Tennessee today. The president's to visit disaster areas after tornadoes left at least 24 people dead in the Nashville area earlier this week. Governor Bill Lee and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn will join President Trump on the tour. As the Democratic field whittles down to two, one of them, Bernie Sanders, is praising Elizabeth Warren.
And I want to take this opportunity to applaud Senator Warren for a strong, issue-oriented campaign.
The U.S. Senate's voted 96-1 to approve more than $8 billion in emergency spending to fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. The bill the House approved earlier this week is aimed at helping states and the federal government respond to the growing coronavirus threat. President Trump's expected to sign the bill today. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Expanding into the further reaches of your mind, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I was just thinking what you said a few minutes ago about employee agreements. Do we have an employment agreement?
Every company does, and usually it says something to the effect of, you're an at-will employee, mm-hmm. and we can fire you, and you can fire us, and here's where you work, and here are your vacation days, and...
I don't know, there's too much of that here. I just figure you're going to all be yourselves. That's what it is, being yourself. Nothing to prove here. One person's not better than the other. One person's not smarter than the other. One person's ideas are not better than somebody else's. Somebody said to me once when I when I said that on the air, "You must be a socialist." Yes, I guess I am. So maybe, Victoria, I can be. My daughter-in-law is trying to convince me that I should be voting for Bernie, and I'm not buying it. But at any rate, we're having conversation about it.
I have to ask this question.
Okay.
Would Brendan be a Bernie fan without Sophie?
No.
Who do you think he would have picked if he was single?
He and his sister were big on former Massachusetts senator. I say that because
Elizabeth Warren. Okay.
Yeah, no. Brendan has changed, interestingly enough, a lot. His politics when he was younger were much more libertarian. And then he's been, you know, surrounded. He lived in California for
Hollywood.
20 years. So, right. Yeah. Right. It's all right. You get in the water there. That's one of the reasons I don't want to live all the time in California, because I don't want to succumb to the crackpots.
They might brainwash you.
Yes, right. Can't have that. I already am brainwashed. When I look at the moon, people think, wow. No, because the moon has a big influence on us. I don't know whether you can see it better in California or not, but the word lunatic comes from luna, which is the name in Latin for the moon. So there are lots of lunatics in California. I think we got a few here in Massachusetts as well. It's interesting. I say this from time to time. I live in the two craziest states in the universe. I'm not necessarily on. The fact that I'm even, well, I don't know, I would get into this, except perhaps we ought to talk about Elizabeth Warren getting out of the race. Not that that has any real consequence to anything. Would you expect the people who supported her would go to Bernie, and will that tilt the scale?
I don't know. I think the debate, and we'll have to see what happens. Not all Elizabeth Warren fans like Bernie.
Bernie bros are threatening Elizabeth Warren and her supporters. So that's a problem.
And that's bad too.
Every single person
that happened, but
I know
before
here,
the Bernie bros. Well, I was just going to say before the Bernie bro thing happened, three of my closest girlfriends are just in love with Elizabeth Warren. And they hate Bernie. And it has nothing to do with his followers. They just don't like him. So they're going to swing over to Biden. So I think part of her constituency, her support, part will go to Bernie and part will probably go to Biden. So it'll remain to be seen. But she hasn't endorsed anybody, and she's withholding an endorsement, which is kind of interesting.
I think that I actually expected her to do that. I think she's going to try to see what she can get from both candidates to see what would be the best deal and angle for her. And that doesn't surprise me. She's always been slow to endorse.
It's always about her.
In her history, it's always been slow to endorse. But I guess what irritated me about watching her drop out yesterday is the idea that she said that people were sexist and that's why she didn't win.
Oh, bunkum.
That is not
true. A lot of women feel that way.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not true.
No.
She didn't resonate. She didn't cut through.
She's a terrible senator. She doesn't get...
I think they just mean in terms of, like, the women... women, when they're running for politics, are expected to be all of these amazing things.
Yep.
And men can... not do
men, look, men are judged. Most politicians are judged. Oh, would you like to have a beer with him? And that does not apply to women. It never has and it never will. So women are judged on so many other categories. How they look on the debate stage.
I'm not denying that.
What they wear.
Their vocal quality. I mean, I've talked about those things, and I think we all agree. I think we, the three of us ladies, probably agree on that. But to get out and say that your failed campaign is a failure because you're a woman, I think does women a disservice. And then there were all
these
memes.
I agree in this case with her,
There were all these memes about, you know, she persists and all of this. Well, she is not the only woman that was in the campaign. She's not the only woman in the campaign. Reminder to everybody, Tulsi Gabbard is still a candidate in this race. There is still a female. And the fact that Elizabeth Warren said there's no women in the field anymore. She may not have a viable chance, but I'm so tired of women discounting other women because they don't like what they stand for.
Well, the star is still on the rise. I think she's going to come out of this involvement or engagement well, if not immediately down the road.
Well, she's not that old.
Herself, well, no, she's not.
And that's why the DNC had luck talking with both Amy and Mayor Pete, because they said, look, you've got, and I know you love when I say it, but they say, look, you have... you have a shot. You
is
have a political
luck?
Career down the road, and that matters.
Yeah. Well, the DNC is suspect as well in most of these sorts of things. I have no regard for any of those.
They completely re-engineered the race.
Well, of course they did. They did the same thing 4 years ago. They're a bunch of crooked slime wads. As far as why would you believe anything? It's in this circumstance, you got to go for the person, understand the person, and not be... the problem with this country has become too D or R oriented, and the significance of D and R behind somebody's name has little coefficient to the reality of who they are. And electing Republicans for the sake of electing Republicans, for the most part, only has any real value to the people who run the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee. It really is, it's become nonsensical. So anyway, having said that, there's one other item here. Oh, by the way, we have the theme song for Washing Your Hands. We have that ready, Kara. This is what you should be thinking as you go into the bathroom or you're somewhere where you're going to wash your hands. The advice that came from Victoria and doctors is going to focus on your fingertips. And this is one of the biggest songs Stevie Wonder ever had. Fingertips, part two.
I feel like you should focus on more than your fingertips, but...
Well, yeah, but
oh,
that
well,
was...
That, yeah, obviously, but Dr. Oz said that the extra scrubbing has to happen
gotcha.
With your fingertips. Yeah,
right.
On your fingertips, yeah.
And I haven't the
just
slightest
think of, like,
idea.
How whenever you've seen a surgeon on TV scrubbing in, you know, with that scrub brush and how they do, like, scrub their nails and their fingertips and everything, it's kind of
yeah.
just like that.
Right. And I don't
but
know
that's
why...
That's why scrubbing in is called that, because it's you have to physically
anybody watch,
remove those cells...
Did anybody watch, what's the name of the show that Ellen Papio is in?
Grey's Anatomy.
What is that? There was some doctor who left last night.
Yeah, Karev. He was one of the original doctors.
Why did he leave? Why did that make such
know.
A big deal, huh?
A lot of them have. I think there's only three left. It's Meredith
wasn't
Grey.
Wasn't he on the show for like 15 years?
Yeah, he was one of the originals. He was on at the very beginning. And he was kind of the last doctor, because the other two that are still there are kind of like the management doctors, you know, like the bosses. So he was one of the interns that came in with Meredith.
But that
is
show
the sassy head
be.
Nurse still there? Because I always liked her character.
She's there, and then the director of the hospital is still there.
Mm. Okay, so there we just took care of that. The Molson Coors gunman... This past week, we sort of, this only happened earlier in the week, but we kind of forgot about it around the hysteria regarding the coronavirus. This guy apparently had been abused pretty badly.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Someone
right.
put a noose on his locker when he was at work. And
Well, most of these guys, the Coors family has never been known for its liberal thinking, shall we say. And the figure. I heard from some friends. I don't know why. My cousin, who lived in Denver, was friends with one of the Coors guys, and there has been always kind of an issue there, a subtle racism with that company, and apparently was more pronounced at this outfit, the old Miller Brewing place in where is it? Why it wasn't Washington? Where is the? It wasn't Denver, but it was out there someplace. Where were they? Milwaukee. That's right. Okay. So anyway, this is just another example, it seems to me, whether you want to believe that racism was a factor in the attack or not, the fact that if you look around on social media, there is so much now focus on what went on there in a rather covert way. Would you say that was the right word rather than overt? It was covert racism. And that word gets used and misused a lot. So what does it mean? Well, the kinds of stuff that you just said. There weren't a lot of black employees, and this guy had somebody painted or drew a picture of a noose on his locker. I mean, that stuff's inappropriate is not strong enough a word for it. And I agree that racism, the term, is thrown around so that it doesn't have as much meaning as it used to, or it isn't as strong. But that doesn't excuse the guy getting a gun and shooting everybody up.
I think it answers a lot of questions. Like, this guy snapped, and maybe this was a factor in pushing him towards snapping, but that is what happened.
Yeah. So does that affect business? Do people, when they buy a bottle of Miller beer or Coors beer or whatever, do they look at the label and say, oh, these bastards, they're not good. They're racist. I'm not buying their beer. Do you think people think like that?
I think some people can. Some people culture is a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true as well, but I wonder if it was if it's a factor there. But it's just kind of too bad. Not certainly one of the highlights of the week. I'm looking at the Talkers top 10. We go over it every week, the charts for the week and the top 10 stories of the week. And I was looking around for that, and what comes up at number 5 is Chris Matthews being booted out at MSNBC. Which I think is rather interesting. It is. I think that's an interesting play, frankly, this week. But more importantly, to come back to today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's National Oreo Cookie Day. Introduced first back in 1912, probably one of the best-selling cookies ever, invented by Sam Porcello, a former Nabisco food scientist in 1912, The Oreo cookie has been a favorite snack since pretty much way back then. Creation is without a doubt one of the most notable achievements And the history of Nabisco, or at least that guy's 34 years there. Cookie is 108 years old, enjoyed by cookie lovers of all ages. They have a new one, I think, too. Don't they have a lemon Oreo cookie? Didn't I see that someplace?
Different they kind have of lots Oreo. Of different flavors.
Last
yeah.
year, that came
do
out.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like them? Have you tasted one of them?
I've tried a lemon one. That's the only other flavor, but they have everything. I saw carrot cake the other day. They've got
carrot cake Oreos?
Yeah, yeah, they've got the pumpkin spice in the fall. They've got peanut butter ones. Those ones really? Are so good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Not that I've eaten in like an entire box of them or anything.
I heard that from somebody else. I heard that, right. Mm-hmm. Somebody else told me that. I like that, yeah. That's what I say when I'm thinking something I don't want to take credit for. I say, well, I saw this someplace. Anyway, speaking of seeing something someplace, this is not necessarily television, but it's sort of striking because this is the weekend that the Way Back movie, Ben Affleck's movie, comes out, which is basically, nobody's really looked at it this way, but it's kind of autobiographical. And apparently, Jennifer Garner helped to save this movie. He fell off the wagon as they were starting the movie, according to the director. So when he went to rehab, the director says, I don't know if we were going to get the movie done. And then Jennifer Garner called up the director and said, he's asking you not to pull the plug on the movie. He really wants to do it. And so apparently, according to the director, Jennifer Garner calling him swayed his thoughts on whether or not to do the movie. So anyway, he had about a week of detoxing. He went off the deep end, apparently, that weekend. I think I remember reporting. It was about a year ago.
That was a bad... When he fell off that wagon, he dove off of it. Mm-hmm. He ended up... His two big vices, you know, being alcohol and gambling, and he got so drunk he couldn't stand.
Yeah.
And then he hit up that, like... That little janky casino that you said is not far from you, Jen, right?
Commerce Casino, yeah.
And he was so drunk at the table that people were filming him, and he kept falling off his chair. It was just, it was a bad night.
That's shameful.
Yep.
Too bad. And he keeps on the press tour. He's been talking about Jennifer Garner at every stop. Keeps
and
talking
seems
about how
very
he regrets
sad about it.
Yeah, well, it was a good match, it seems. She seems very caring, very lovely. Pretty much expect what you would expect from her. One of the people in Hollywood that presents as you think and you kind of almost want to cheer her on as being the best thing around. So good. Good for her and good for him. Hopefully he's going to be able. His friends have been rallying around him, too, to try to get him to straighten out, which is good. He has some good friends. Meanwhile, Jennifer, as far as television is concerned, what do we have tonight and over the weekend that's of note?
Well, tonight, The Most Dangerous Animal of All. This is on FX. It's a series premiere, and this is the search for the biological father who abandoned him, and he thought that it was the Zodiac Killer. So this is kind of a crazy story based on Gary Stewart's best-selling novel. It's called The Most Dangerous Animal of All. The series premiere is on FX. If you like the creepy, that would be the place to go tonight. Why are you laughing? It is true. Can you imagine your dad is a Zodiac Killer? Ooh, please. All right. Also on Sunday, Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, the series premiere on Discovery. That's at 10 o'clock. There's some NASCAR races as well. The FanShield 500 on Sunday and some basketball all weekend long. Plus the premiere of Yesterday, which is a great movie on HBO. If you didn't get a chance to
see
it, it's very cute. And it's coming to HBO on Saturday, so you can check that out.
That's the one about the Beatles. If the Beatles ever existed,
you have to watch it.
It's
I'd like
so
to
good.
See that. Yeah.
It's really
10
good.
Before the hour here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour now, it's time for us to review the last week's most important, the top five, in fact, items from the world of technology and how they affect you. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting at number five, which has us facing Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Facebook announced that it's starting to roll out a faster, smaller, and simpler version of their Messenger app for iPhone. And the new version of the app will load twice as fast, and it will only take up one quarter of the size of the amount of data on your phone. So that's actually a really good thing, to have less, you know, less storage is being sucked up by this app. In a Facebook post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that once you have the new version, that he said it should feel much faster and much more responsive compared to other apps that you use to chat. And so if you're opening up the app multiple times a day, which a lot of people do to chat with friends, then every second that you don't have to spend waiting for the chat to, you know, to catch up, it will definitely feel faster and sleeker. And I think they're getting rid of a lot of, like, the cartoon emojis, and there was a lot of junk in that app that no one needs. So I think he said that they basically stripped it all down and made it a much cleaner version. So that is going to be rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right. Number four is a focus on the New York City Council that's considering a crackdown on what?
Yeah, this is starting in New York City, but this is going to be something that's going to, it's going to spread across the country. The City Council in New York wants to crack down on delivery app fees. And this legislation is going to limit the fees that restaurants and bars pay to third-party apps like Grubhub, Seamless, and Uber Eats. And those charges would now be capped at 10%, and delivery companies would also need a license in New York City. Apparently, this is really hurting the restaurant business, and delivery companies would also be required to tell customers what fees fees are being paid by the restaurant. And the New York Times did a casual investigation into this, and one of the tech writers ordered a turkey sandwich, or it's something basic for lunch, and he ordered it from different restaurants and then used the different meal delivery services, and he found that Uber Eats can cost you 91% more than if you actually went to the restaurant and ate the same sandwich. So just think about it. I know it is convenient, and we like having delivery, but all of these, Postmates was a 63% markup, DoorDash was 46%, and Grubhub was a 25% markup. So it can bust your budget, so just keep that in mind next time you order delivery.
A budget buster, yep. All right, number three here this week as we work toward number one, an Apple settlement. And you're all going to get rich on this one, it looks like, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, $25 richer. So that's exactly what iPhone users are going to get from this is a $500 million settlement of a class action lawsuit. This is Apple's decision to throttle the performance of iPhones with degraded batteries. Now, if you had, back before December 21st of 2017, if you had an iPhone 6, 6 Plus, 6S, 6S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, or SE, then you are eligible for this whopping $25 compensation. And essentially, Apple was found guilty. The phones would start out brand new. They would be fine. And then very quickly, sometimes within only a few months, the battery would just drain for no reason. The phones would turn off for no reason. So, and essentially, Apple was trying to push people into the newer models, which I understand, but, you know, at the same time, you can't rip people off like this, and that's exactly what they did.
Yep, the good old American way.
Yep.
Number two, Amazon is trying to stop the coronavirus. How?
Well, speaking of ripping people off, yeah, Amazon says they've blocked over 1 million products from being sold after they made not only misleading claims about being able to cure or prevent COVID-19, which is the coronavirus, but they also are dealing with major price gouging. And they have removed tens of thousands of quote-unquote deals due to the price gouging. Sellers are charging much higher prices for all kinds of things. Hand sanitizer, toilet paper, the biggest one with those face masks, which are now pretty much sold out. But they had a 10-pack of the N95 face mask had increased to $128, where normally a 10-pack is only $40. So it's the price gouging was crazy. And it's not just against Amazon's policy for to prevent price gouging, but this is actually against the law in most states. So I'm happy to hear that Amazon was doing the right thing and cracking down, because it's important.
Number one this week is a focus on your smartphone and all the germs that are on it.
Yep, the smartphone is the dirtiest thing that we touch our faces to and carry around all day. The best thing you can do is, without ruining your screen, do not put alcohol directly on the screen, don't put peroxide, nothing like that. Google and Apple say soap and water is okay, but the best thing to do is get a screen protector that's made of glass, and then you can use rubbing alcohol and really get all the germs off.
Top five items from the world of technology. At your service, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.